You mentioned that there was a history. Of course, Dr. Raymond Moody, I've interviewed many times, and you mentioned that, kind of like Roswell, was the beginning of flying saucer reporting, that the beginning of real reporting on this subject was Dr. Moody's book. But clearly, this would have had to have been going on for all of mankind's existence, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely right.
And there's a lot of evidence of that.
Absolutely, there is, yes. I mean, as I was touching on earlier, one of the criticisms that was put forward when after Dr. Moody described these near-death experiences was that, well, why is this only something that's been described since the 1970s?
Exactly.
Of course, if it's really an indication of what happens when people are dying, then it should have been around, as you pointed out, for as long as mankind has been around. And certainly there are many references, if we look in the historical literature, there are many references to near-death experiences. I mentioned that there's a reference in Plato's Republic. There's a very interesting painting which shows one. There's a very interesting article from a British admiral who almost drowned around 1795 off the British coast. And he describes his experience, which is very similar to what we now call a near-death experience. And in fact, the first study, really, of near-death experiences actually took place in 1892. And Albert Heim, a Swiss mountaineer and geologist, who himself had a near-fatal mountaineering accident and had a very interesting experience, then collected the cases of 30 other people and found that they had also had very similar experiences to his own, which we would now call a near-death experience.
All right. So, to be clear, Dr. Moody wrote about the whole thing, the tunnel, people greeting you, all the rest of it, but you're saying in these old documented collected cases, the same rough experience was reported, is that correct, prior to Dr. Moody's book?
Yes, exactly, absolutely.
The tunnel, the light, the whole thing?
Some of them. There's a point, I have to just mention something here, which is that even you can see this in Dr. Moody's book, nobody necessarily has to have all of those features. So somebody won't necessarily see a tunnel alight, you know, say deceased relatives, and then go into a very beautiful heavenly type mm-hmm. of place, all in that same order. They may see two or three of those features. So,
but there was enough in the old studies to identify that, it's the same thing.
Exactly, absolutely. For example,
wow.
The painting by Bosch that I mentioned earlier is fascinating because he's clearly shown a tunnel with a very bright light at the end of it and various, you know, people being going towards that light. So that's really a classical description of a near-death experience that we now talk about.
Are there any NDEs that have gone? I would assume that people go to various stages, in other words, ultimately reaching, I don't know. Do we use the word heaven? I guess what I'm asking is, how much of an NDE have we ever had described? How far? Have they actually gone all the way, doctor, to the other side and then come back?
Well, that's a very difficult question for me to answer because it depends on what we mean by the other side.
That's true.
Obviously, if you talk to those who have had the experience, the vast majority of them certainly would tell you that they have seen something of the other side. I have, for example, interviewed others who didn't believe in that. For example, I had a lady who I interviewed who was an atheist, and she did not believe that there is any afterlife.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me that she had had, you know, an experience where she was critically ill, her blood pressure had dropped, and that she had at that point separated from her body, and she was watching everything below, and she's seen a tunnel and a light. But when she came back, she was almost bemused by the whole thing because she said, well, I didn't believe in anything, so I don't know why I had an experience. Almost say, well, it shouldn't be happening to me. She still had an experience, but her interpretation of it was that it can't be real because she didn't believe in anything. The majority of people who have the experience, however, come back and they really believe that they had a glimpse of the afterlife.
And to what degree is this determined by a person's religious or spiritual faith?
People of all backgrounds can have near-death and do have near-death experiences. That isn't related to their personal, cultural, or religious beliefs. What effect religion or culture does have on the experience is in the interpretation of the experience. So, for example, if you look, near-death experiences have been described from all over the world, but say if a Hindu and a Christian have a near-death experience and they both see a being of light, the Hindu may come back and describe having met one of the Hindu gods, say, for example, Krishna.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas the Christian would come back and describe it in Christian terminology and say, well, I met Jesus. And that's really the difference. And that's also very interesting when you look at children's near-death experiences.
Oh?
They have very similar features to adults, but their description is often limited by their own understanding and their own vocabulary and terminology that they can use.
Of the world, yes.
The interpretation of the experience depends on the individual's background. But the features, by and large, are the same.
That's the important part. The features are the same. The interpretation may be different, but the features are the same. That is what's so fascinating about this.
Absolutely. I think it's really fascinating, especially when you look at children, because many of them are too young to have any concept of death or an afterlife. You know, I've interviewed children who've had near-death experiences when they weren't even 3 years old yet. And so it's very difficult to argue that they, you know, had seen what they, for example, believed they were going to see. Well, they don't really know what death is, let alone what they should experience if they were to have an afterlife.